The Ashland Culture of Peace Commission is putting out the welcome mat for like-minded people from around the world, and some people from the rest of the world are coming. A global peace conference is set for the Ashland Hills Inn on Saturday, September 21st. It features, among other guests, the founder of the Global Culture of Peace by that name. Let's learn more about him, the event, and the culture of peace itself. Two guests with us, they are the co-founders of the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission. They are David Wick, the executive director. Welcome back, David.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
And Irene Kai, the director of development.
Good morning.
Irene, good to see you. So, it's kind of hard to believe because you have been very active in the community, but it's only been 4 years since you started. How did this get started, Irene?
David has been really working on the culture of peace for 40 years. So it is not something that it just happened. But we did founded the Ashland Culture Peace Commission in Ashland because David has been very active in the International Day of Peace, and David actually is one of the person who helped form the International Day of Peace in 1981.
Well, I've been working with in the Bay Area with an NGO at the United Nations called Pathways to Peace since 1980, and was very involved with a lot of the activity at the United Nations then, and helped to formulate the in 1981 the foundation, the resolution creating the International Day of Peace at the United Nations. And so Pathways to Peace was a forerunner of that and helping to bring it out into the world in civil society. In 1984, we had a major event in San Francisco, which really brought it out to the world. So very involved in this one. Now, the International Day of Peace, September 21, is, you know, hundreds of millions of people around the world. So, you know, we've been involved with that. And also in the early days with the whole languaging, beginning the languaging of peace building, the languaging of culture peace. And so what, you know, being part of that and part of the UN and Ambassador Chaudhry, who we're going to be talking about in a moment, is very much part of the language discussion around a culture of peace. And the UN, September 1999, 20 years ago this month, was a resolution adopted for the declaration of a culture of peace and program of action. So that was really, had eight action areas and things that, you know, the guidance for all countries, all nations and people. And this is a way to move forward in a positive direction to create the culture of peace. So that's what we brought here to Ashland. So they're launching the Ashland Culture Peace Commission in September 21, 2015, was really, what does that look like in a city engaging all parts of the city? And so, that was what was different here, is really putting it on the ground, working with the city council, working with the school district, working with all parts of the community.
We founded the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission is taking the theory of the culture of peace that Ambassador has really written and founded and created, but we're taking that theory as our guiding light to implement in Ashland, to engage the entire community.
One of the things I think is important to realize is that in the very beginning, we founded the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission, which I'll just say briefly, the mission was creating a community-wide movement dedicated to transforming our attitudes, behaviors, and institutions into ones that foster harmonious relationships with each other and the natural world. And when we started, the whole premise is that this is a local, global initiative. Is both local, global, and this also personal and systemic. So it's really how we become more personally aware of our daily actions around creating peace and well-being in our own lives, as well as the bigger picture is how do we impact the systems, the institutions, because it's, you know, think about it, it's a culture of peace. It's a cultural shift.
We are talking to David Wick and Irene Kai here on the Jefferson Exchange, the co-founders of the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission, which is hosting an Ashland Global Peace Conference on Saturday, September 21st at the Ashland Hills Inn, bringing in the founder of the concept of culture of peace, Anwarul Chowdhury. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So you were talking about the language that Anwarul Chowdhury tries to make clear here. And it seems like that is an obstacle in talking about culture of peace, isn't it? The fact that people too often, it seems like, define peace as the opposite of war.
Right.
And you're talking about a much broader idea.
Much, much broader, much deeper, and it really entails all parts of our life. Our institutions, our ways of thinking.
And the peace is not an abstract idea. It's not just an idea. Peace is our daily action, is our choice, it's our choices. And the ambassador always really bring us back to the ourselves, our responsibility. If we want to see peace, we must act on it ourselves. So each action we take, whether we want to see the good and do more good, or to do the opposite. So it is personal responsibility to practice peace.
It's a powerful story around how this happened, mm-hmm. and how we got here.
Let's hear it.
And well, so then Irene and I were invited to the United Nations in March of this year to make a presentation about what we're doing here in Ashland with the Culture of Peace Commission, and also about the World Peace Flame, and which is, you know, Irene had the inspiration. She brought essentially the World Peace Flame here, which is on Walker Street, which is right across from the middle school at the Thalden Pavilion, which is magnificent. And so we, you know, again at the United Nations, presented that so people could understand what took place, and that's only the second in the United States, the World Peace Flame. After our presentation, we had a private meeting with Ambassador Chowdhury. He wanted to know more about what we're doing here, and we explained more detail about the programs, our engagement with the community, and also the World Peace Flame with the students who are the flame keepers, the middle school students. He was so inspired, he said, "When are you going to ask me, when can I come to Ashland? When can I come and see this?" And we said, "Okay, let's do it."
How about September for the International Day of Peace?
That's exactly right. And we said, "Okay, how about September 21? Which is, so let me just say, this is huge. Huge for him to be here, as opposed to the United Nations on the International Day of
Peace. That's around the time the United Nations
opens. It is the day, and he's choosing to be here in Ashland as opposed to the United Nations. So it's a major, major.
And also the 20th anniversary of the founding of the Culture of Peace.
Right. So it's a major thing. It's not a light thing for him to choose to be here. So he said yes. Then we built the conference around him. And now it's also bringing in. So Senator Merkley is very inspired by what's happening here. He's going to be present by a video. He also invited the Vice President of the United States Institute of Peace, Dr. David Yang, to be participate. He's going to be here, as well as we invited Dr. Saul Arbess. He's the Canadian Peace Director of the Canadian Peace Initiative. He's going to be here. Then we have our local leaders of all parts of our community to be here personally. And Irene, you talk about what this is about.
First, I have to quickly go back to the World Peace Flame, and sure, that is what inspired everyone to come here. And also, including Senator Merkley, he actually called us and say, "What about this World Peace Flame? I really want to see it and experience it." And we met him at the Peace Flame, and he was extremely inspired. And we told him about the conference. So how the World Peace Flame get to Ashland is, in 2015, I just happened to be in Wales and came across the original World Peace Flame. And this is really the magic, because I was so inspired by it. And the meaning of it is an iconic symbol of unity. And I feel bringing that into the United States, especially in Ashland, well, because I live here.
That helps.
I bring it, and to have a symbol to call forth the idea of peace and unity. And somehow, everyone who's being invited, especially Ambassador Chaudhry, really gets so inspired, especially with the children across the street in the middle school. They are the flame keepers.
So they actually have to do maintenance? They have to tend it?
Exactly.
Once a week.
Because the flame is an eternal flame. Mm-hmm. Someone has to keep it burning because of not good to burn fossil fuel. So that is why we refilled this oil lamp with biomass recycled oil.
Ah, so it's not a methane pipe.
No,
nothing.
Not at all.
Yes, it is. It's biomass oil. So the children across the street in the middle school volunteer to refill the lamp every Friday, rain or shine.
Who takes care of it in the summer when the kids aren't in school?
We have volunteers and us.
Okay. So are there very few world peace flames burning in the world?
There is only one other one in the United States, which is in the Civil Rights Museum at the Lorraine Motel, the assassination
site. Oh, in Memphis,
site.
Right,
yeah,
sure.
Memphis, Tennessee.
And then there are 23 in the world, predominantly in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
Irene Kai and David Wick are guests on the Jefferson Exchange, the co-founders of the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission. David is executive director. Irene is the director of development. Questions, comments about the Culture of Peace and the Global Peace Conference coming to Ashland with Anwarul Chaudhry next week. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Ambassador Chaudhry will be here next Friday, leaving this time slot to talk to us about his visit and his vision in the world, which brings up the question of starting a Culture of Peace Commission in 2015. I would assume this is when we had already started to get into some of the ugliness of the 2016 presidential election campaign. Interesting time to start a Culture of Peace Commission in the world. Has the job
it's
gotten...
It's the best time.
Is the best time. Tell me, explain that.
Well, this is about hope. This is about moving forward. And that's what this conference is. This is a demonstration of hope of the community stepping forward and moving in a positive direction.
Because, and changing the narrative.
Yeah, changing the
narrative. The national narrative we are changing. And if we see who is coming to being in the panels and speakers at the conference, it is from state senator to representative to the city officials and community leaders, they're all, it's pretty amazing that we have brought them in the same room at the same time. And they also would be in front of each other talking about their personal commitment to uplift the community with the ambassador and the vice president of the U.S. Institute of Peace. And this is very significant. We are really changing our languages. We're not just going to go out there, battle, and put out fire. We are actually opening our heart and our inspiration how to uplift the community and make things better.
Maybe it's permeated. I find myself trying to use the word work instead of fight for certain, because we do tend to think of things in terms of, you know, the war on drugs, the battle against cancer, all that sort of, everything is sort of done in militaristic terms.
That's right, and that's part of the shift that we need to have happen, because it's kind of endemic in our, that's part of the culture. Our current culture is more of a combative, war-based culture.
And you notice every presidential candidate says pretty much the same thing at some point. I will fight for you.
Yes.
Sure.
You know, not I will work for you.
Yeah.
I will work with you. I will help you. I will fight for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the whole thing, just everything is about choice. And everything is about mindset and then behavior. And so this is a step towards moving further. This is all evolution. This is long-term evolution. that we're part of, but having the community leaders together talking to each other, expressing their personal commitment, it's hearing each other, and then shift takes place.
And using the language of positive, uplifting, working instead of fighting and fixing.
Well, then also having these outstanding, you know, international leaders being here with their story, with what they have to say. And then it's really, you know, everyone in the room, you know, and participants and all of us are going to learn and grow.
Is it fair to say that your major objective is to put the civil back in civilization?
You got it. Well, that's a big part of it. And evolving, this is evolution, but it's helping all of us think differently and also look at our community. What do we want this community to be? It's a challenge. We've got conflicts here. We've got, you know, things that are going on. But how do we do it in a more conscious, thoughtful way?
Well, we can change the method of communication, helping and working with each other instead of, I'm going to fight this, I'm going to fight that.
So it doesn't all have to be bold initiative, too. And as one of the things, in fact, the last time you were here, David, we were talking with the police chief about putting the term peace officer on the police car. So that was it. I mean, not a whole lot more than that, but that is, in fact, what police officers are.
That's right. And yeah, so it's really, that's a subtle way of, you know, community seeing, oh, peace officer, and that helps, you know, shift thoughts and relationships, and also the officers themselves. I know that of a story who's seen themselves as opposed to tamping down problems and issues, is creating peace in the community. I also just want to mention that everything about the conference can be found on AshlandGlobalPeaceConference.com.
AshlandGlobalPeaceConference.com.
Yeah,
okay.
So and the ticketing is available and all the information about the program. And this is going to be a significant one because, as we're saying, this is the national, state, city, community, and personal levels where this is coming together and it's being co-created together.
We have about a minute left. What would you like people to take away from the conference when they leave the conference and go back to their communities and countries? What would you like them to do?
I hope they're going to be inspired because peace is everyone's responsibility, and how we live our lives and come from the heart and understand peace starts with us.
And it is something that we can all do, becoming more aware, more open. And, you know, this is a step in hope. This is a step in the positive direction.
Ashland Global Peace Conference next Saturday, September 21st at the Ashland Hills Hotel on the edge of Ashland. Anwarul Chowdhury will be here talking to us next Friday about his part in it and why he wanted to come to Ashland. Find the details, as David said, at AshlandGlobalPeaceConference.com. Links as well through our website at JeffExchange.org. Thanks to David Wick, the Executive Director of the Ashland Culture Peace Foundation.
Commission.
Irene Kai, the Director of Development for ACPC, and they are the co-founders from 4 years ago. A happy anniversary, and see you guys next week, I guess.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Jeff.
That'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. We'll talk about peace and war and more in the ancient world and how it led to today's world in hour number two coming up.